If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Her name is Tamara Batiste, and she is here at 111 on WGN. Did I get that right finally?
Yes.
So much pressure.
Good job.
Thank you very much. The name of the show is That's What Friends Are For. That I know for sure. It's at the Black Ensemble Theater, which is on the north side on Clark Street. And you and your two colleagues, actually there's more than two, which we'll explain. Gladys Knight, Dionne Warwick, Patti LaBelle are portrayed as getting together one more time to perform in concert and to sing. And you know what? This is based very, 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 very loosely on truth, because I happen to know that the three of them were talking about getting, they did a show called Ladies for the Something of Love or something like that, where they each performed. It was a televised special, and they were talking about doing it again. Yeah. It never happened, but now it has at the Black Ensemble Theater. Are you a huge fan of Patti LaBelle? Because you kill it as Patti LaBelle.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I grew up, my mom and my parents, they're Motown heads, but they played a variety of music. So I grew up in a household where they were playing all types of music. And so my mom, she loved Patti LaBelle, like, was playing it all through the house. And so when I would watch different videos and things of her, you know, back then it was VHS. So I would look and I would see this lady, and she was like electrifying on stage. She would capture everybody's attention, and she would, you know, she would be kicking her shoes off and, you know, rolling around on the floor and everything. And I'm like, Mom, who is this? And she was like, honey, this is Patti LaBelle. And so I just grew up studying her. I love her, not only just her presence on stage, but her vocal ability is insane. Like, it's magical. So yes, I love Patti LaBelle.
So Patti LaBelle doesn't
I truly admire her.
She doesn't just sing, she performs. And you do the same thing.
Yes.
In fact, there's a warning, by the way, if you sit in the first couple of rows, you might get shoes thrown right at you, because you do the same thing.
Not intentional.
But hitting those vocals, you do it. I mean, that can't be an easy thing to do. Did you think, okay, this is too intimidating, I am not going, because on one hand, you can't impersonate someone like her, really, and you don't,
you know,
you do your own thing, but you do kind of, you find this kind of middle ground.
Yes, because I know that, you know, Patti LaBelle, she is a legend, so, you know, it automatically comes with, you know, extreme pressure, especially on the vocal side. Because she's just that amazing. Like, she sings in, like, these amazing keys that normal people can't do. Not even great singers. So, so it's like, okay, I have to find my happy medium and try to engulf her as much as possible, but still, you know, be true to myself in terms of what I can do vocally. And so thank God for the Black Ensemble Theater, because they do provide vocal trainers and things like that for us. So that has been a huge help as well, to help us to enhance our journey on this, you know, path in portraying these characters. So it's been a blessing.
So do you live to cook as well? Patti LaBelle does. I've talked to her, so I know that her passion is, she has a couple of passions. One is her little dog, and another is cooking. And one more, actually, I remember her telling me, more than anything else, if I stay home, which I don't like to do, I prefer to be on the road. I prefer to always be working. But she said, if I stay home, I'm doing one thing. I'm cleaning.
Yes. So I, believe it or not, there are some similarities that I believe that I have with Patti. The only thing is the cooking. I'm not the best cook. Like, that's not something that captures my heart. But I do have a dog. I have a little dog at home.
There you go.
I do love to clean. And so, yes, I am, in that aspect, yes, I believe that there are some similarities there. But, of course, you know, that's why God created all people different, so we're all not alike, but there are some similarities, yes.
What do you think that after doing the show, that Patti LaBelle, mm-hmm. Dionne Warwick, and Gladys Knight did bring to music and also changed, particularly for performers who are African-American performers and what they had to deal with earlier in their careers.
So I really feel that they were the pioneers, basically, that helped to, like, kind of boost forth, you know, for a lot of artists to be able to do, like, go into pop or be mainstream, you know. And then, a few of them even went into acting and different things like that. So they really broke the barriers for a lot of artists and African American women predominantly, and they also showcased that, saying that, you know, you can be in this for the long haul with longevity and success, but you have to, you know, be true to who you are, your craft, and you can't be intimidated. Like, you have to be a boss. Like, you can't be scared. This is something that, you know, you're gonna have to really engulf yourself in order to be successful. So I really admire them for just they have the whole total package.
Yeah.
You know, from the business side, and then learning different things from them, even on their personal lives that they have shared, like, okay, good notes to take, whether you know them or know them from afar, or don't know them at all, you know, they are really inspiring to see throughout their whole life. And they're in their 80s. Like, oh my God, like, you guys, they're in their 80s and they're still doing this. They're still selling out concerts. They're still, you know, are legends here, living legends. And so I think that's amazing in itself as well.
Well, it must feel good because you play the youngest of the three, so you're only like 82, but not in real life.
Yeah.
Well, that's what friends are for at the Black Ensemble Theater, 4450 North Clark Street, now through July 27th. Tamara, thank you so much.
No problem at all. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. Keep shining, keep smiling.